This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Folks, one of the issues that most major metropolitan areas are dealing with is affordable housing, and there are certain criteria that they use in describing same and whether or not you qualify same as it relates to a percentage of your area median income. And here to talk to us about this most recent report entitled The Gap, A Shortage of Affordable Homes, a report by Housing Louisiana and the National Low Income Housing Coalition, is Andronika Morris, Executive Director of Housing NOLA. Andronika, welcome to the show.
Andronika, can y'all hear me?
Are we there?
Okay.
Well, welcome
to
the
now?
Show. Yes, I can hear you now.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's happening.
So, Andronika, if you would, let's lay out the landscape and the backdrop of this most recent survey that was in report that was released.
Yeah. So this time we are working with our national partners, looking across the state about the need for housing for hardworking renters and, you know, families that don't make as much money as they need to get everything going. You're talking about people who make minimum wage. You're talking about seniors who are getting by on Social Security. And so for those folks, there's about 184,000 households at that level here in Louisiana, and we don't have enough homes for them to afford to live in. So a lot of them are living in homes that they can't afford, that they're strapped to pay. They're staying with family, and so we need another 106,000 homes to meet that need. And that doesn't mean we need to build 106,000 apartments. Some of it is we can do things like invest. I was listening to one of the ads as I was waiting and talking about making homes more affordable by making them more energy efficient. Because when you calculate what affordability means, it's how much you pay in rent and how much you pay in utilities. So you could have someone living in a home or apartment, or and across the state, you know, people rent trailers that where the home is in decent shape and it's affordable, but the utility bills, because that home may not be as energy efficient as it could be, or it could have issues with its insurance, which is, again, because the home isn't fortified, it isn't built to the new code, and that way, and the insurance is sky high. So those two costs, utilities and insurance costs, get passed directly to renters, and it can make what might be an affordable apartment or house or trailer unaffordable. And so when we look at those numbers, we're talking about we need 106,000 opportunities, sorry.
Is it fair to say that these numbers are getting worse every year?
Not really. Actually, we saw a modest decrease for last year. Last year, we needed 108,000, and this year we need 106,000. So some modest increases, modest decreases, but not the big the big sweeping changes that we're looking for. I think we've got to be talking about energy efficiency. We've got to be talking about fortification to address insurance, because that's just going to continue to get worse if we don't get our arms around it. And so it is, there's been some progress, some modest progress across the state in the last couple of years. We're worried about, we're on the cusp of making some really big investments across the state, especially around dealing with utility issues and hoping we can continue that momentum. There's a lot of work that needs to be done. Is I think the point that you're getting at is that we're still looking for that big, the moonshot. We're looking for this big piece that's necessary.
Well,
106,000 is a lot.
Yeah, that's not necessarily where I'm going, because I'm going to respectfully disagree with you. I'm curious as to whether we looked at those 2,000 individuals and really determined the why.
The 184,000. Oh, the 2,000 that came off in the last year.
2,000.
2,000 that came in last year.
And how that changed, I doubt very seriously we have. Maybe I'm wrong. But I also believe with our out-migration in this state, I think people are moving. And I think they're moving to areas that they have more affordability and more opportunity to increase the level of their wages. So I don't see that as a housing improvement, right?
Because
a lot of the characteristics of what drives rent, insurance, it's the same thing for homeowners. They have that challenge. Renters have that challenge because,
right,
as you pointed out, these costs appropriately are passed on to renters. These folks
that
rent property are in the business of making money.
That's right.
And we got to figure out a way somehow or another to deal with this, because a lot of what we do, not only in our city but in this state, actually requires the employment of low-income wage earners.
Right.
It's just the reality.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm not saying it's a perfect equation. It's not. But it's the reality. And if we can't, I think you're going to see a lot of businesses shut down because they can't get employment. And I'm not going to name the sandwich shop, but it's a very famous sandwich shop, Uptown New Orleans. Went there several weeks ago. Sign on the door, closed, not enough staff. What?
Yeah. Nope. And this is it's a challenge. It's a challenge. And you are right about the fact that we are seeing an out-migration. We are losing population as well here in Louisiana, more than any other southern state. And it's insurance, it's these cost issues. It's making it harder for people to stay. It's making it harder for businesses to operate. It's, at the heart of the issue that we're seeing in the Orleans Parish School District. They're losing enrollment, and the rental kids who are renting in New Orleans are the lion's share of their population. They're struggling with affordability. They get a little bobble and they get pushed off the coil. We've got about 3,000 homeless children in Orleans Parish, 13,000 homeless children, school-aged children across the state. So if these families are struggling to keep the lights on, to keep the roof over their heads, it's going to be hard for them to accept staying here under these circumstances, especially if they have options to leave.
And it's the collection of all of this criteria that people that have seen the news reporting on some of the apartment complexes in the East and absentee owners. And, you know, you go in there and you see the most horrific conditions. You know, most people's dogs have a better living situation than a lot of those people do. And they, you know, I hear this all the time. Why would they stay? And my response always is, where do they go?
They go. That's right. Where are they supposed to go? Where are they supposed to go? Where are the options? And again, if there's the options are staying somewhere that's not great, that's but at least it's a roof over your head. A lot of people do that. And they're paying rent for that. That's the other piece that people miss. It's not like the slumlords are not acting out of the kindness of their heart. Oh, here, stay in my rundown property for free. They're staying in my rundown property and give me money, which is why this is such a big problem. And it's not just here in New Orleans. I don't think you and I talked about this when it came up, but last spring, 1,500 apartments were abandoned in Shreveport by their landlords. They were occupied, most of them. It was a series of developers and apartment owners, and they had stopped paying the water bill. They put up a notice one day and basically said, we're out. Check with the city because we think the water is about to get cut off. And City of Shreveport had to spring into action. Our partners up there had to spring into action to help relocate and find housing, new housing opportunities for those folks. And so we think we were breaking down some of the numbers with some of the folks up there. We think part of the issue was, and again, those developers are not. They're not good actors for doing this in this way. But as you pointed out, they're business people. They looked at the numbers and said with the insurance costs, they couldn't make it work. So they walked away. They walked away. And we saw a similar issue here in New Orleans later last year when Michael's Development, one of the largest apartment owners in the country, $18 billion portfolio, said to the Housing Authority they no longer wanted to be involved in managing the Desire Housing Development, a development they rebuilt after Katrina that they had been involved in for over 20 years with an $18 billion portfolio. They said the operating costs, all of this stuff is too much. We're walking away. And that's a huge concern. Now, they did it, quote unquote, the right way because they got involved with the partners and gave them notice and everything like that. But it's still people are saying this business is not necessarily one we can be in here in Louisiana. And back to your point, that's a huge problem. Number one, to be a Louisianian, you got to live here. And number two, the businesses that employ Louisianians, the businesses that we utilize as amenities, as services that employ other people, it's all community. It's all interconnected. And if the frontline workers, if our essential workers, and a lot of people who make, you know, $7.25 an hour or $10 an hour are critical to some businesses, and those businesses are critical to our everyday lives. They need housing that they can afford.
You know, it's interesting. And then you have examples like in Phoenix, Arizona, the company, I think it's called Axum, that builds taser units. They've been in Phoenix since the beginning of the life cycle of that company. They just proposed, a huge development, increase in their capacity of their manufacturing facility. But they realized that because of housing costs in Phoenix, which I'm sure you know, it's incredibly high, they needed to provide housing for their employees. So they were going to build a housing complex for their employees as well. Well, the city and the neighborhoods said, no, you're not doing that. You know, you're not going to bring all of these housing units on because we don't want them.
And, right.
You know, so you have the flip side now. Even when companies want to do the right thing, recognize the challenges, try and create a long-term solution to a problem that everyone's facing in this country, people are pushing back.
Right.
All right, we got to get to a break. We'll be right back. We're visiting with Andronica Morris, Executive Director, Housing NOLA. Stay with us, folks.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Andronica Morris, Executive Director, Housing NOLA. Andronica, you know, I hate to, let's try to move from being Debbie Downer to something maybe a little bit more positive. Do we see anything on the horizon, especially here in the greater New Orleans area? So we're visiting with Andronica Morris, Executive Director of Housing NOLA. We're trying to get her back connected to us here. We seem to have lost her, and we've been talking about this most recent report, The Gap, a shortage of affordable homes. It's a new report by Housing Louisiana, as well as the National Low Income Housing Coalition, that finds a national shortage of 7.1 million affordable and available rental homes for extremely low income renter households. Those with incomes that find themselves at the poverty level of 30% of their area median income, whichever is greater. You will recall that I continue to talk about this in the context of a lot of different policies that we engage in this country, where we have about 43 million people that live below the federally identified poverty level in this country. Andronica, I was asking before we lost you, is there anything on the horizon that's a little rosier than what we've been talking about so far?
So it depends on how this upcoming legislative session goes here for Louisiana. We've got to start talking about making real progress on addressing insurance so we can stabilize folks. Because, of course, the most vulnerable are the most vulnerable. But with this insurance crisis, we're losing population at every income band. People are choosing to leave. People are being pushed out. And so that's a big opportunity. And I think hearing from certainly the legislators, the governor, there's a desire to make some real changes with insurance issues and make some significant investments to address some of these issues. And we've got to make sure that we do it for homeowners and renters. So fingers crossed is the big thing.
When we bring it down to the local level, do we see anything here in the city? I know we passed this most recent legislation, council resolution, you know, about the housing trust fund. It seems as though there's a lot of categories that could be spent out of that.
Yep.
I find that kind of, in my view, diminishes the value of it, because I think it needs to be more concentrated, more strategic. But that's just one man's opinion.
So, no, yeah, don't disagree on this. We are also looking at the other funding that the city has control over, and the other agencies locally. What are they going to be investing and putting it together in a big pot to make sure that the trust fund dollars do get exactly like you're talking about, making sure that they are precise and that they are moved quickly. If we've got, let's say, round numbers, it's $100 million of CDBG and home funding and old ARPA dollars and other money that has been allocated for investment for housing. We got to get all of that stuff tracked. We got to get it all lined up. and then talk about where the trust fund dollars can go in more precisely to either catalyze some of those existing projects or new projects, as you were saying, again, prioritizing insurance has to be the order of the day, and then making sure there's other dollars that can wait a little longer, that are a little bit more patient, those dollars are effectively deployed. So we've got to do both and. You're right. We can't spread the dollars around on everything. We've got to say what's the biggest order of the day that needs to be addressed and invested in as quickly as possible.
Do you think there's a willingness to do that? Because that seems to be the friction that exists right now in this city, is the competing force, right, of focusing on basic city services, and I would put housing in that, right?
Right.
As opposed to new social services. I mean, you know, we see this competition all the time, and we don't ever seem to handle it very well, because I don't think there's enough dollars to be all things to all people.
I agree. I mean, I think that there certainly is a need to do it and to be disciplined about it. And we're trying to have exactly those conversations. And we got to have them with community. We've got to push our leaders to make the hard choices and then explain it and stand by those hard choices instead of being, you know, weaklings and saying, oh, we're trying to do everything for everybody. Well, you can't. You just can't. You've got to make choices, and you've got to own those choices. That's why we elected these folks.
Yeah. You know, and then you got federal policy that we're coming out of for 4 years, where we've had an in-migration into this country that has made the competition level for low-income housing even greater. I mean, and these are the things that drive me crazy.
Well, that hasn't been a big problem here in Louisiana. We haven't seen a big increase.
We are fortunate. We are extremely fortunate that that's not been the case here. You're right. It could be, though. In 6 months from today, it very well could be. You know, as more and more of other jurisdictions are kind of clamoring down on a number of those issues, you never know. I mean, just the change in our policy at the southern border, now Canada's crying uncle, because they're seeing the migration patterns changing. And guess what?
And they're crying uncle about a couple of things, too.
Not unlike us. They're not prepared for it. They recognize it. As always, truly enjoy the conversation. Andronica Morris, Executive Director of Housing NOLA. Have a great week. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Bill. Bye.
All righty. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakwood Heart Jewelers Talk and text line. Stay with us.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.